You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me is Ronnie V.
Hello.
And Miss C is here.
Hello.
So let's just get right into it. I woke up Wednesday morning to a frightening discovery.
Just terrified.
Donald Trump had won the presidential election.
How?
I'm still at a loss for words, really, about, like, I can't understand how it happened. I mean, I know how it happened, but I don't understand how it happened.
I've been hearing a couple of different things. I heard that the people that did early voting, some of those votes was entered in late.
No.
And then, like, before I went to sleep, because, you know, I was in and out of consciousness. and she was, you know, quite ahead at one point. And then I woke up and somebody, you know, cut the light off. And it just did a whole turnaround.
How he beat Hillary Clinton is beyond me. It is simply, it's beyond me. I don't understand. I just don't. And they were saying that the polls were so incorrect. Because all the polls had her with 7-point lead, had her. But you know what they said was that the people that were voting for him kept quiet. That's why the polls were misleading. Because they wouldn't tell you that they were actually voting for Donald Trump.
To.
Why not?
It ain't none of the business who you vote
for.
Well,
I mean, you know, a lot of people discuss, you know, I mean, I discussed, everybody knew who I was voting for. I discussed it. But they were saying that a lot of people just kept quiet about, you know, because he's so controversial. But they really wanted him to win, so they just, like, you know.
I think a lot of people that we would have never thought.
I think so, too.
Voted for him.
I think so, too. Now, you know that she won the popular vote. That means, like, everybody going in and, you know, casting their ballot. She won that. But he had the most electoral votes.
And that's what counted.
And that's what counted.
He needed, what, 270?
You need 270 to win. He had 289 when the night was over.
And what'd she have?
She had
214 or something.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Well, and, you know.
Is there anything that can happen that
calls him? Well, they're saying that you got to really look into, and I'm not a political junkie, and I don't profess to know about this electoral college thing, but they were saying that the people really don't pick the president and vice president. The Electoral College does. Mm-hmm. Because, and this is what I do know about it, each state has a certain number of electoral, you know, votes, so to speak. And it's based on how many people that state has in Congress. So the larger the state, the more people you have in Congress, the more electoral, you know, votes you have. Mm-hmm. And so that's how, say, for instance, California is a huge state. So they have, like, a whole lot. So, and then there are states that have smaller people,
like,
that
North
don't
Carolina.
Have a lot of electoral votes. So by Donald Trump winning all the big states, mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. how he won. And Hillary winning the little small states that had, you know, fewer electoral votes, that's how he won.
Yeah, I did see how they kind of highlighted the ones that they knew that he was going to, you know, have favor in.
Yeah, the United States looked like a red map.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, just the nasty things that has come out of his mouth. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. that's just the thing I don't get. The things that he has said about Latinos, about Muslims, about women, anybody that has gone against him or anything, basically. He's basically come out talking about grabbing women, you know.
The whole.
Right. And so how people ignored that.
And the first lady is an old porn star?
She is a soft porn.
What?
Yes, she is a soft. You haven't seen the naked pictures of her?
No,
well,
ew.
They showed some today.
Melania Trump used to pose nude and do spreads in magazines.
Well, you know, one thing I can say about Trump, he didn't wait to get where he is now and expose who he is. He showed you who he was from the beginning.
That's the point. But what I was saying earlier is there was a guy that was on CNN, and what he said was that he felt that Trump said the things that he said not because he really felt that way, but he knew it was what was going to get him elected. It's like he knew that the people that backed him, that's what they wanted to hear.
So he was speaking for everybody else.
That's what the guy said, which to me,
smart.
If it quacks like a duck, then it's
walks
a duck.
Like a duck.
Right. Then it's a duck. I mean, and the old biblical proverb that says a tree is known by the fruit that it bears.
Right.
You can't be an apple tree and produce orange fruit.
Right. Right.
You know, you are an apple tree if what's coming out of your mouth and what you are producing are apples.
Right. Well, you can be the first lady and be in soft porn, so well, see, anything is possible.
Well, and apparently you can be president and not have any experience.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, that kind of stuck back in my mind, you know, when I think about it. Was I wonder because you know Trump didn't say first of all Trump used to love the Clintons. Did y'all see those videos where he was praising, remember I was telling you he was praising Bill, saying that Bill was a great president and that Hillary was a strong woman for standing behind her husband. He was a Democrat at first, and see a lot of people are just saying that all of this, and I don't know it to be true, but they're saying that that's not him. The stuff, what we saw in this campaign is not him.
Well, we saw him being a nasty person on his show.
What show?
The
Apprentice?
Yes.
I've never watched The Apprentice.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people kind of, you know, talk cussed about him.
Yeah, but that's TV, though. That's, you know, it's like The Housewives.
Yeah, but it was still Trump.
Yeah, but it was
he
TV.
He wasn't putting on.
Yeah, he was, probably. Like The Housewives.
No.
Them women do all that mess. That's scripted.
If he's putting on, he can win one more award.
Well, he won presidency.
Yeah. People are rioting.
Yeah.
But what do they think? You know, once again, what are you going to get out of that?
I think that, well, here's what I think, and I truly do believe this. People are scared.
Yeah.
People are scared of what a Trump presidency will look like.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to the rhetoric during his campaign. We're kicking all immigrants or Mexicans or whatever. If you're, mm-hmm. we're kicking you out. That's mm-hmm. like over 11 million people. Where I'm going to ban all Muslims from coming here.
And what place was that he was talking about, I'm going to bomb it? Was it
he was just talking about any place, just, you know.
No, he named this particular place.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that.
That our soldiers are at.
Well, our soldiers are a lot of places. But people are scared. And so a lot of people sometimes, when they're scared, people react to fear differently than you know, a lot of people. And I think that a lot of people are angry and they're scared. They just don't understand how this could happen here in this country. How a man that has spewed hateful, racial, you know, things about people can actually win the presidency.
Like you say, it's a lot of people that thinks like him or a lot of people that would want to say the things that he said and can't.
I don't know, but Bernie Sanders did an interview, and let's listen to, I'm going to try to play a little bit of it, and just listen to.
I worry very much about some of the very discriminatory and inflammatory things that Trump said during the campaign. This is America, and we are not going to throw out 11 million people in this country who are undocumented. We're not going to turn against one of the largest religions in the world, people who are Muslim. I do not want to see Muslim kids, and we're hearing about this already, who feel intimidated in the country and frightened in living in the country where they grew up. That is not America. We do not want to continue the attacks against women that were so prominent in Trump's campaign.
Yeah. So that was Bernie Sanders, and he's just bowing to, you know, in Congress. But, you know, guys, as you know, the Republicans still control the House and the Senate. Yeah. So now you have a Republican president, and now you got Republicans, the majority in the House and Senate. It's pretty much
a wrap.
Whatever he wants to pass, yeah, you know, unless somebody kind of stands up and say no, you know.
Who's going to say it?
Well, you know, he had a lot of Republicans against him. There were a lot of Republicans that don't like him.
Yeah, but they weren't for Hillary either.
Well, they might not have been for Hillary, but they weren't for Trump either. And so, you know, and again, people, I have to admit, I'm a little afraid.
Me too.
I'm a little nervous about what his presidency will look like. He has been such a divisive voice in this country. You know, people talking about, I hear people saying Barack Obama divided the country. Are you serious? Trump has truly divided this country, kicking millions of undocumented people, you know, out of the country, you know, that have children. Now, you know, if you are undocumented and you have a child that's born here, that child is an American citizen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But that child can get 18 and petition for their parent to come back.
Well, and so somebody asked him and said, well, what about the children of these people? He said, well, they got to go too.
Well, who's going to take care of them?
Well, I guess that's what he means. But they're citizens. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. You know, barring Muslims from entering the country. Really? Because of somebody's religion? Not all Muslims are terrorists. Hmm. You know, and this is what this man ran on, and I think what pretty much got him elected.
The negative things he was saying. That's
yes,
like
I think because that's what the people wanted to hear, apparently.
I think it's just like you said, it's a lot of people that voted for him that we see every day.
They
live beside.
And they won't tell you exactly, because they were afraid of all the, you know, yeah, you voted for Trump. Which, look, people, vote for who you wanted to vote for. Yeah. You know, if you felt Trump was going to be, you know, a great president, then you should have voted for him. I, for, you know, for one, did not. And so I didn't vote. What I'm really concerned about, and I got to be honest with you, is when he goes in to meet with the heads of other countries.
Oh, my God. Mm. He go grab their wife's breast.
I mean, that's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned because we already know what he does when he feels he's being attacked. He lashes out. And God forbid that it be the German chancellor, the female German chancellor. I forgot Merkel, I think her name might be. God forbid it's her. And he calls her a, you know. Mm. And I just, I don't know.
I would hate to be in the service at this point.
What kind of service?
Just like military and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, no, he loves the military.
He does?
Because he loves, remember what he said? Love war.
He might love the military, but.
Oh, you mean he's going to start, yeah. He might start some wars.
I don't even want to think about it.
Well, he said, I love war. That's what he said. So he wants a strong, most Republicans want a strong military too. But he wants a strong military. And you know what? We're going to need a strong military. Mm-hmm. You know, we are absolutely going to need a strong military. You know, when this man goes to the, you know, the, what is it called? The GS summit or something he goes to, where they all sit around the table and talk about world issues and things. We're going to need a strong, I really do feel we're going to need a strong military.
Do you think Trump believes in God?
I think he believes in God, but, and see, this is what really ticked me off about a lot of evangelicals. They were hailing him, you know, as this you know, this prophet, you know, this savior, this, you know, God's. I heard one say Trump was God's anointed.
Oh, come on.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying. And that's what I told you about the guy.
They was drunk.
The guy that said, how in the world are you Christian people talking about this man is of God with the stuff that comes out of his mouth? Are we going to take our first break? We'll be right back in just a moment. You are listening to This Is How We See It. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us, talking today about the shocking election of Donald Trump as president. And I was saying before we went to break about Missy, you said something about, does he believe in God? I think he does, but I don't. What I didn't understand and get were the evangelicals and how they were like hailing him as, you know, like a prophet. You know, that he, you know, he's God's anointed that's going to bring back, you know, what? He never ran on any type of Christian values.
But why would they say that when he's
because they wanted him to win. They wanted to sway the other evangelicals to vote for him. So that's why they're saying, well, God said, you know, he's, you know, this.
I know God didn't tell him to palm nobody.
That's what I'm saying. That's his anointed that goes around fondling women without the I don't even ask him. I just do it. When you're a star, they let you do
they
it.
They want you to
He might got some holy oil on his fingers.
He got something on his fingers or something. But I don't know. You know, guys, I think and I, you know, you might disagree with me. I think that one of the main reasons why Hillary didn't win is because she's a woman.
Yeah.
That's what I truly
feel. They said we're too emotional. But to me, Trump acted emotional through this whole thing.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he did.
And what about when they were debating and he just kept, when it was Hillary's turn, just her. kept walking behind her.
Yeah.
She said, I feel like he's stalking me.
Yeah, yeah. But see, that just goes his way of dealing with women. You know, I'm going to intimidate you. Because we already know what he said he does, mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. Remember they said that when he used to have the Miss America or Miss, whichever one he used to own, I think it was Miss America. He used to walk in their dressing rooms without knocking.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then he said, you know, you'd see everything. And, you know, and some of those women. So we already know what he, you know, how he likes to power and tower over women. Yeah. And I think we saw that, you know, during that debate and stuff when, you know, when he was walking in behind Hillary. Mm-hmm. But I really, honestly, really feel that. That's one of the reasons why she didn't win. I really do feel that because she was a woman, and a lot of people say that if Bernie would have gone up against Trump, then Bernie would have won.
I thought he did. He didn't.
No, he lost in the primary to Hillary to become the nominee for the Democratic Party. Okay.
Did he vote for Hillary?
Yeah, he voted for Hillary. Remember, he had his followers. Bernie had a lot of followers.
Yeah.
And he tried to get his followers to vote for her. You know, when he clearly had lost the primary, he rallied behind her and
I thought I heard Trump say that Bernie didn't even vote for her.
Yes, he did. Mm. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
You know, I looked at his son really, really good. It's a strange look.
Which one?
The baby boy. It's a strange look on his face. It's something medically, physically wrong with him. It is.
Yeah, he definitely looks a little odd to me. I don't know if I would say something's wrong with him physically, but he does look a little.
It's something.
He looks a little odd.
We'll find out, but it's something wrong.
He looks a little shriveled.
Why is it that, why do you guys think she lost?
I think it's because she's a woman. I really do. I think that was the only crutch that went against her. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about the because only thing experience. I can see.
She was the most qualified. Exactly. She's the most qualified candidate I have ever known.
Yeah.
Ever known.
And it's nothing political about Trump.
That's
nothing. Well, he's never been in any type of office, Senate, no mayor, no nothing.
But a lot of people also say on the flip side to that is that's why he won. Because why? People were tired of the status quo.
What? But he's the only president, the only, that has never been in some type of an office.
A lot of people say that she didn't reach millennials. Like she didn't get them, you know, and I don't know. I really do think that it was that a big chunk of it was because she was a woman. There was a guy, and I can never remember his name. I don't know why, but he's always on CNN. He's a black guy. He said it was a white lash. And he said that it was people voted because we had a black president for two terms that they pretty much, you know, voted on because, you know, she was going to keep Obama's policies. And, you know, I don't know if I believe that, you know,
I don't know
if it was racial.
You remember when she was saying that I've been doing this for 20 years and all this. And then he said, and you haven't done it yet. You haven't completed it yet.
Well, she hasn't been president. Two terms as First Lady of Arkansas, two terms as First Lady of the United States, Senator, and Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Who else has that kind of experience? Nobody.
Nope.
Nobody at all has that kind of experience. Facebook is just a buzz with this. And, you know, I keep reading people's posts. He ain't my president. Well, yes, he is.
Yeah, he is.
So let's just let's stop going around talking about he's not your president. Mm-hmm. He very much is your president.
And what about the girl that said everybody's talking about leaving the country? If Donald Trump is president, you won't even leave your mama's house.
That's true. That's true. You know, people just say stuff like that. Because I think, didn't Jay-Z say it? Well, Jay-Z probably got houses everywhere, but I think Jay-Z threatened to leave the company if he won.
Really?
So we'll see if Blue Ivy is packed up and and ready to go.
She was more qualified than Trump.
Oh, Blue Ivy. Uh-huh. I'm more qualified than Trump. I don't know. It's happened.
Yeah.
You know, and we really can't do anything about it. They're saying something about when the Electoral College meets, they can do something. I don't know. I don't think anybody should be banking on that. Somebody said that we have enough to impeach Trump, which on what? I don't know.
Yeah, he's got to go to court next month for
isn't it rape? Isn't it a rape charge? I don't know. I think it's a rape. I think somebody accused him of rape.
Bananas.
Yeah,
it is. You have to be kidding me.
It is. It is.
When he gets in the White House, I sure hope he don't have the same hairstylist that he has.
He ain't got
now.
No hairstylist now. It's a comb over. He ain't gonna have no hairstylist then either. He needs to go bald.
If he flipped that, you think that's a whole hole in his head?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I've been praying that God will lead and guide him, so he can make the right decisions for our nation. And I think that that's all you can do.
How old is he? 60?
Isn't he 70?
Oh, I thought it was 69.
I think he's 70.
Oh, really?
Okay. How old is Hillary?
60. She's in her middle 60s, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Barack was the youngest president ever elected. So, but you know, that's all we can do is really pray. You know, because... You know, his acceptance speech, I mean, he gave a good acceptance speech. He didn't have all that stupidity that he normally talks.
Yeah.
He didn't do any of that on his acceptance.
The first time he followed the prompter.
Because he ain't write it.
Well, people are saying that because, well, I won now, I can stop all that craziness. Mm-hmm. You know, I won, so no need for me to keep going after. I keep seeing people keep going after Hillary on Facebook. And I did a post, and I don't normally post on Facebook. But I said, you know what? She lost. She's not going to be the president. Why are you still spewing hate? Donald Trump saved us from the Clinton regime. Clinton regime? What are you talking about?
Do you think that had a lot with her not getting elected too?
Maybe. And that mess about the emails, all them big lies about the emails and stuff. And then was it Comey coming out days before the election saying we're opening the investigation back up?
Yeah,
could have.
Yeah.
It really could have. But you know what? And this rioting, you know, protesting, you have a right to protest, but why riot?
Yeah.
Why break stuff and tear stuff up?
Especially your better. Own stuff.
It make you feel better.
Ooh. Well, go punch a pillow.
It's not the same effect.
You know? Go do. I mean, it's. I think rioting is. It's just not the way to do it. And I think you're. I think that your voice is not being heard because you know you're out here doing all sorts of stupid stuff.
Right.
You know. So he is our president, and you know, 4 years. We just.
Did you hear him say? Might be for another 4 years.
He said, after my first term, African Americans will vote for me in droves because he says he's just going to do us proud.
Nah.
But you know what, though? I'm going to play devil's advocate. What if he is a good president? I don't know, y'all. I mean, what if? What if he really is a good president? What if he turns out to be a very good president?
Well, it wouldn't be him. It'll be the people behind him that we won't know.
Well, that's all
about.
Presidents.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what if? I mean, you know, so, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, well, give him a chance, give him a chance. And, you know, I read somebody on Facebook said, y'all didn't do that to Barack. When Barack won, you know, I didn't see no emails about give him a chance, give him a chance.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to have to. We're going to have to see if he's going to be a man of his word and do what he says he'll do.
Oh, Lord.
He just had his first sit down with President Obama about the transition of power.
Yeah.
Melania sat down with Michelle, which I don't even think she should even be allowed in the same room with somebody as classy as Michelle Obama. But she, you know, she was. So they said they talked about a lot of things. He said that he respected Obama, but you remember, he said Obama was the worst president he had ever seen.
Oh, yeah. And stupid.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that's another part of why people are fearful of him. He loves to flip-flop.
Yeah. I didn't like the fact that when he and Obama were talking, when they shook hands, they were still sitting on the edge of the seat. I felt like they should have stood up.
I don't know. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in just a moment. Stay right with us. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. We're trying to make sense of this election. But people, you know what? What's done is done, and we can't undo it. You know, people are still holding out hope, talking about the Electoral College can do something. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't put any
stocking.
Right, any stocking to it. But he is our president, and I think that we need to, you know.
Respect that at this point.
We have to respect him.
Well, he ain't my president.
Yeah, he is.
I'm thinking he's going to surprise us.
I'm hoping.
It was a surprise when he got
out. Yeah, he surprised us all right.
That was the initial shock. So we're past that bump now. And I think now we have no choice but to hope for great things.
Exactly. We have no choice. We have no choice.
One lady said when he was nominated, when they had called it out, so she felt like her house was burning down right before her eyes.
She must have been having flashes.
Did you see T.D. Jakes' show? By the way, if y'all are not watching the T.D. Jakes show on OWN, he comes on every day at 6 o'clock Eastern time. So.
Yeah.
He has his own talk show on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Oh.
And he, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday or something, he did a show about the election and he brought people that were happy that Trump won, and then he brought people that were angry that he won. You should have seen the people crying in the audience.
Black and white.
People are crying, truly scared.
Crying like somebody done punched them in their face.
And he asked the white lady, why, what was she afraid of? Why was she crying? And she said, losing my freedom.
We are in prison, you guys.
Because, you know, of his stance on abortion is probably what she means.
Well, she need to keep him closed.
Well,
now, we're not going to blame Trump for that now.
You see a lot of people running to the abortion center doing things now.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that on TV. I said, what?
Wow. I will tell you, they said that Obamacare sign-ups surged after he was elected.
Oh, really?
More than 100,000 people took to the internet and selected plans. Because, you know, one of his things is to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that would mean that everybody on it would be thrown off, or it just means that nobody else could sign up for it. But over 100,000 people went to the internet and signed up for Obamacare.
Obamacare wasn't all that good.
It's good when you couldn't get any insurance before.
It's real selective, though, and it's like the stuff, like most of the things that you need, like the good, it's not up there.
Yeah, but it made it affordable for you to get it.
For people who couldn't get it.
Right.
And I'm so sick of people talking about Obamacare raised insurance premiums. My insurance premiums were going up before Obamacare came.
Mine too.
Every single year when I went to do my benefits from my company, my insurance premiums went up every single year. So stop talking about Obamacare did that. Because they were doing that before Obama. Yeah. I think Obamacare came in 2012. Mm-hmm. What about before 2012 when they were going up, skyrocketing?
You hot about that thing.
Yeah, I'm hot. It just went up again. But you know what? People are running scared. And I think that that's why, you know, we're seeing all of this unrest because, you know, dismantling the Affordable Care Act, but he's given no alternative to it. The only thing we heard is, I'm going to do away with it.
Yeah.
But replace it with what?
Yeah. So what are you going to do when you have it and they do away with it?
Well, see, that's what I mean. I don't know if he's going to just say, okay, well, no more people, or is he going to throw everybody on off of it? See, that's what people are running scared because it is just so unsure about what he's going to do. Yeah. You know, like, you know, I don't know. And they were saying, the experts were saying that it just goes to show you that the plan works.
Yeah.
If people are running to sign up for it, that it's working for them. So, you know, again, you know, all we can really do is pray and watch and see, you know, what he does. I did hear that his children can't have any paid job in the government because they're his family.
Right.
So that's a good thing. Well, I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but, you know.
Even his son-in-law.
Right, yeah. None of the people can do it because he called his son-in-law to the White House for some reason, yeah. and he met with Obama's chief of staff. Yeah. So I don't know if the, I don't know if it's his son-in-law.
Yeah,
I think it's
they
his
say,
blood. Oh, is
they
it the blood? His son-in-law.
Mm-hmm,
his anybody son-in-law. Related to him at all?
Right.
Mm-hmm. The state of Wisconsin will start drug testing welfare recipients starting Monday.
Say it again.
The state of Wisconsin will start to drug test welfare recipients starting Monday.
What brought that about?
Governor Scott Walker signed off on the rule as written by the Wisconsin Department of Children and Family Services. The rule requires testing able-bodied adults seeking certain benefits.
That's good.
I had heard that before, that a lot of states are talking about that. Mm. Walker issued a statement today saying, employers across the state frequently tell me they have good paying jobs available in high demand fields, but need their workers to be drug free. These important entitlement reforms will help people more find family supporting jobs, moving them from government dependence to true independence.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting to me yeah. that, you know, I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know. Well, you know, housing here, you could get on housing and they paid all your rent and everything. Now with housing, you got to have a job to get food stamps.
Well, that's
you
good.
Got to have a job.
Well, you know who did that? Clinton did that before he left out of office.
Okay.
It's called welfare reform.
Mm-hmm.
He did that.
You can see a lot of cardboard boxes on the on the side of the
in
the
Wisconsin. Well, people, I don't think we're on in Wisconsin, but somebody might know someone in Wisconsin. But on Monday, starting Monday, you're gonna have to take drug testing. And I heard a lot of people say, "Who's paying for that?"
And don't be trying to get your kids to take
the drug test. You know how people do. You know how people do. You guys remember Colin Kaepernick, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the football player that refused to stand for the national anthem. You know, he's mm-hmm. sparked this movement. Stephen Smith, who is a sports announcer, is going in on Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick said, "I did not vote."
Oh, yeah.
So Stephen Smith is saying all of this mess you done stirred up about equality and about, you know, I'm not standing up for the national anthem because it's racist. All of this stuff that you supposed to stood for, you didn't even vote?
Well.
He said, "I don't want to hear any other thing you have to say." And you know what? I kind of agree with
him. Me too.
I you're supposed to have been so into, you know, making it better for black people and all of this stuff. You didn't even vote. And that's the one way to make it better for minorities is to vote.
Oh, yeah.
And get the right one in there, you know.
Yeah.
So, but Stephen is not playing.
He had a reason why he didn't vote. He had a reason.
Yeah, he certainly had a reason. Sure did, but told him to shut up and sit down. Nobody wants to hear anything more that you have to say. And I totally agree with
him. Did he get a response?
Not yet. I haven't read anything or seen anything. Reggie Bush, remember Kim Kardashian's ex-boyfriend? He is in hot water now. There is a woman that is accusing him of being her baby daddy. Mm. You know, Reggie is married.
It can easily be.
Well, she's 6 months pregnant now. Her name is Monique Esposito.
You know you can do blood tests while you're pregnant.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who wants somebody sticking a needle in their belly and stuff and the baby? Who wants that?
What?
I don't think that's how they do it.
No, that's Samuel Centese.
Well, how you get blood from the baby then?
I don't know.
You're going to have to draw it from somewhere. Mm. So you're going to have to get it from the baby.
I don't know.
Her name is Monique Esposito, and she is a cocktail waitress.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to offer her $3 million to have an abortion, but she refused.
What? I done had babies by the wrong people.
That's what I've been telling y'all.
What you in sure the have world?
But here's my thing. When are these men going to learn?
Yeah, and especially own up these and be athletes accountable for that.
Because they can suit up just as well as the
I don't woman get it. You know that these chicken heads out here, they want one yeah thing.
It ain't nothing that good to lay, delay and stay, and then you got to pay.
There you go.
We need a bumper sticker.
What is it? Say it again.
You laid and stayed, and then you got to pay.
And now she going to get paid. You laid and stayed, now she going to get paid. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's married. I think they have a daughter. I don't know. Is it that they think I'm rich, I'm famous, I can do what I want?
Well, it's because they can, just like Trump said, because I can.
And the same way they thinking, that woman is thinking.
She sure is. You rich and you famous,
yeah,
and I'm coming after your money.
And she done already counted your whole bank account.
I just wonder about the wife. We haven't heard anything about his wife and what she says about
That's
it.
That's just like the movie, the show that, you watching Queen Sugar?
Yeah.
You seen that one? Have you been watching that?
Look.
You ain't been watching Queen Sugar.
You know that's his show.
Rap Angel.
That is my show. How dare you ask me, am I watching it?
You know what? On the episode, two episodes ago, I really commended and respected her for apologizing to that girl.
Yes. Because she knew he did it. Well,
once she heard.
Right.
You know, because at first, of course, she was standing by her husband. That's what a wife's supposed to do. Yeah. She was standing by him because she had no reasons not to.
Yeah, she was still looking at him.
But when she heard, she said, I know you won't go believe me. And she played that tape recording back. She got up because she wanted to do something to him. But she turned around and looked at her and she said, I am so sorry.
She said, yes, give it to her. Yes, give it to her. And I am so sorry.
Yep.
Because he said, she said they did rape her. And he must have known about it.
Yeah, he said, you need to shut up. I pay you to do what my wife won't do.
What? I know.
I didn't hear that.
Yes, he told her that. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that was on the recording. Because she was crying. She was like, they hurt me. And you let them do it.
Yeah.
And he said, shut up. I pay you to do what my wife won't do.
Which is what I heard why men go to prostitutes. Because what they won't have their wife do.
Prostitutes, any other person.
Well, prostitutes, because prostitutes get paid, so you basically going to do what this man that's giving you $500 is going to
ask. Oh, well, there's other cleanup women that'll do what.
Well, the cleanup women is something different, though.
And you know what? Let me tell you what's so funny. So I asked a couple of people, like, you know, why they feel like men step outside to, you know, get the freakiness from another person. And one statement that was very shocking to me, I was like, how do you know your wife wouldn't do it? And you know what he said? He wouldn't want to. But you'll go somewhere else.
He don't want to kink your wife.
Why not?
Because
you ain't gotta go nowhere.
Because for some men, seeing their wife do the things that that's their fantasy, they don't want that.
What? They're doing it with them.
Yes, but that's not their wife. There's some.
Well, that's why some men marry women, because that fantasy that they
keep on. Some men do, but a lot of men, that's why they want to marry the plain Jane that's going to keep my house and keep my children. They're not going to marry the exotic, you know, a lot of men won't, because she's going to be, you know.
So you're saying men don't marry for sex?
No, I didn't say that. I said a lot of men don't marry, you've seen a lot of married men with these plain Jane women.
I thought they want a lady in the street and a freak in the bed.
Some might, but a lot of men don't. A lot of men don't want to know or don't want to see their wives on her knees or doing what his fantasy is. So they go hire a prostitute.
That's what they got wigs and stuff for.
That's
why I ain't getting married. Because I'm trying to tell you, I'm bushing your head to the white man.
Well, you just have to marry the right one. That's all. That's all you have to do.
Well, I'm sure before they got married, they have had some conversation on what you will do and what you won't do.
I'm telling y'all, a lot of men do not want their wives doing sexual stuff. That's why they go hire prostitutes. I like to do whatever, but I can't, I ain't doing that to my wife. That's the mother of my children, but I'm going to pay you to do it.
Well, some men marry eye candy.
Some do. We'll take a break. We'll be right back in just a moment. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Now, I've been talking about the contest Name That Tune for about 3 weeks now. So today is the day for the contest. I am about to play the beginning of a particular tune.
Particular.
And if you know the tune, you are to email us at thisishowweseeit@gmail.com with the name of the tune, your name, your address, and your phone number.
Do they got to have the artist or just the song?
They don't have to have the artist, just know the name of the song. Okay.
Not parts of it, but the title, the actual title.
Exactly.
The exact title.
Exactly. They have to email with the exact title of the song, and I will be sending you a gift card. Okay, are we ready? I hope this is...
And it's the first email that we received.
The first email that's received and correct, you win. Okay, let's go. Y'all don't even know what it is either, do you?
I do.
If you know the name of this song, then you are to email us at thisishowweseeit@gmail.com with your name, the name of the song, your address, and your telephone number. And if you are the first person with the correct name, then I will be sending you a gift card.
All right now.
Y'all don't know what it
All
is.
All right now.
You weren't even born when this song right came now. Out.
Right oh, you're giving hints, huh?
But I've been
Well, you know it's old school because you know it has to be old school because I'm old school.
I've been around so many old coons, it don't matter.
Well, you probably sure.
Don't you look at me for?
I was looking at both of y'all.
So there you go. So Prince Harry
got a girlfriend.
Is dating a black American actress.
Is she black?
She is of mixed race.
Oh, and she's a waitress or something, no, right?
She's an actress. She's a star. Her name is Meghan Markle. And she was one of the stars on the USA series Suits. Now, I remember the show, but I never watched Suits before.
Me either. I heard it was a good show.
I
heard it was a good show, too. But she was one of the stars on that show. Her father is white and her mother is black. And so... they're saying that, you know, that he really likes her. Like, he's been, like, defending her,
yeah.
You know, and because people are hounding her, like Princess Diana, you know. I mean, if you're dating a prince, you know, your life is pretty much over.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there is no privacy when you're dating a prince of England.
Ooh, I would love that chance.
You would.
You can date the Prince of Zamunda.
The Prince of Zamunda
coming to America.
Yes.
Yeah, you keep on.
Yeah, that's hilarious. But yeah, people are rooting for her. People are saying, girl,
what she mean?
You better become a princess. I don't know.
Something about a restaurant.
Well, I don't know about no restaurant. That, well, no, she's a pretty
well,
accomplished
he met her
actress.
In a restaurant then.
But yeah, so hats off to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Woo, 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 woo.
And we have to see, you know, what comes out of that. Ooh. We might have, well, Grace Kelly, remember, she married the Prince of Monaco, so she became a princess. But we might have another.
So when you marry a prince, and then you guys get divorced, are you still considered a princess?
Okay, now you know I know all about it. Because you know I'm watching the Netflix. First of all, have I told y'all how addicted I am to Netflix?
No.
The Crown.
There is a show called The Crown on Netflix. And I'm addicted to it. It's about Queen Elizabeth now, mm-hmm. when she first took the throne. Mm-hmm. And you just get to see all the stuff that you had never, you know, that you never know, mm-hmm. that you never knew about the royal family. Now,
back to my question.
His Majesty, Her Majesty, is only for kings and queens. Nobody okay. else will be called His or Her Majesty, but a king and queen.
Okay.
Your Royal Highness is for your princes. You know, the sons and daughters of kings and queens. And if you marry a prince or, you know, then you are your royal highness. Okay. But if you get divorced, you are no longer a royal highness.
What
are
you?
But you're still prince.
You can still, because remember, she was still Princess Diana.
Right,
but
right.
they didn't name her royal highness Princess Diana.
But she still get to keep princess.
She still got to keep Princess of Wales.
I wouldn't care if you wouldn't say royal in front of
it. Well, because your royal highness, you know, it's a...
It's just your active duty.
It's a thing.
A double boost.
It's a thing. So, but yeah, no. If you divorce, you keep princess, because like Fergie... And where is Fergie,
prenups?
By the way? Oh, I'm pretty sure you signed a prenup. If you're going to marry an heir to the throne of England, you're going to sign a prenup,
Some
I'm pretty
people
sure.
Think it's poisonous now.
Yeah, I don't think the royal family thinks it's poisonous. But the show just talks about what her relationship with, what's his name? Winston Churchill. They had a rough relationship, especially at first, because I think she took the throne when she was 23 or 24 or something like that. She took the throne very early, so she didn't know a lot of stuff. So people were kind of like trying to run over her and stuff. And, you know, she had to, you know, come out the bag and say, oh, no, you won't.
Before they get to be princesses, they be looking real plain. Like you just got them off the bus.
I don't know about that. I mean, her father was the king. So I don't know about them looking homey.
What's the one that just had the baby?
Kate, she's Prince William's wife.
She looked really homey.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah,
Kate
she
is
did.
Pretty.
Not now she does,
she
but
did.
She did
I said
at
before,
first.
When they was just dating.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think she's always been made up. Mm-mm. And pretty.
Mm-mm.
Mm. But yeah, she I don't
like
know what
she
her title
played on
is.
Full House.
He is Prince William. I think he's the Duke of York, I think. No. Ooh. No, he's not the Duke of York. One of the uncles is the Duke of York.
Harry?
Yeah, Prince William. He's the something. You know, they all get those titles. Prince of Edinburgh, Princess of Wales, Duke of York, Duke of Edinburgh.
I want to be Princess of Raleigh. You think I found my prince?
Well, I don't know about being the Princess of Raleigh. I really don't. Who would want to be? What perks comes with the Princess of Raleigh?
Being a princess, the Royal Highness.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't have any. We don't have such things over
here.
We
got castles.
States. Where we got? Where they at? Oh, Bentmore
30
Estate.
30+.
That's Ratchet Castle. Ratchet Castle. Okay, so we had talked about this the other night, and Ronnie B, you weren't here with us. So.
You shouldn't discuss it. Then.
Well, I'm going to ask you, which of the five senses can you live without?
Name the senses.
Smell, taste, sight, hearing, and touch. I said smell.
I say smell too. I want to hear. I want to see. I want to be able to touch. Now, because if I can't smell your breath, I'm not going to be mad. I can still see you in my face. I can still hear you.
But can't you see bad breath, though?
Uh-uh.
It smells like you can see it.
If it's okay. Thick enough.
So, but that's the beautifulness of it all.
It looks like it'll be green. I see green.
Oh, yeah.
You see little vapor lines.
Yeah, so just think. You sit beside someone that's always just gassy, like Tanae. Always gassy. Did I tell you when we went on that trip to Carowinds? She almost got put out on the highway.
She almost got put out here in the studio last week passing all that gas.
She's not here to defend herself.
So just think when I look at her and I see her shoulders going up and down because she's laughing because mm-hmm. I know she done got mm-hmm. somebody. Mm-hmm. I can't smell it.
Well.
So I'm going to be laughing with her.
So smell. So that's why we can do without smell.
Smell.
Yeah, mm-hmm. me too.
I think smell too. One of my nephews were saying taste. Because you don't have to taste your food in order to eat it and be full.
But you can't enjoy it.
But that's what I said. I said, yeah, but I want to taste my food.
I want to taste old crab.
And if you can't taste it, you can't be full.
That might be true,
too. So that means you're going to be old fat cat.
That might be true, too. You're always unsatisfied.
So if you say touch, do that mean that you don't have no hands or you just can't feel?
It just means you can't feel.
I want to do that. Just walk around slapping people.
Okay, but they can feel you slapping
okay.
them.
Okay.
Their sense of touch isn't gone.
My hand ain't stinging.
Oh, well, true.
Just
true.
Think about all these whoopings we can put in these
and
kids.
And then think about this. If they slap you back, you won't be able to feel it.
That's right.
You wouldn't be able to feel them slapping you back.
We'll be like Monster-in-Law. You remember when they were slapping each other?
That is one of the funniest movies I have ever seen.
Fish your hair. You look like a cockatoo.
Looking like a cockatoo. That is a funny, funny movie. They really should have made a part two to Monster-in-Law.
Yeah.
They really should have made a part two.
They should have made a part where we see how she was treated by the mother.
Well, we knew how, but we didn't see it. But right.
Just to see how their relationship was.
Right. And it was a little strange to me that Jane Fonda would be in a movie with Jennifer Lopez, kind of.
Why?
Because, you know, that kind of... I don't know. It was a little weird.
It's just like Wanda being in anybody's movie.
Yeah, but Wanda is... Everybody wants a Wanda in their movie because she's going to make the movie, really. You know, so...
I think Bridesmaid was the funniest movie to me.
I can't stand that movie.
Really?
Oh, Bridesmaid!
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to do it right here.
Melissa McCarthy. Remember when she did it in the street? When she was Oh, she's doing it right there. Oh, Lord, she's doing it right there.
Have you seen that latest one that she had? We just watched it.
Yeah, not so much. Yeah.
What was the name of it?
I don't know. I know what you're talking about, though. Not so much. But anyway, we got to get out of here. We are out of time. We thank you guys for listening to us. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.